Wine growing on the territory of Vršac dates back to the Dacians and Roman rule. Writing about Vršac, the Turkish travel writer and geographer Evliya Çelebi in his diary said that the entire eastern part of the city along the hill up to the Tower of George Smederevac was planted with vineyards which produced delicious blue grapes, whose juice was somewhat astringent. In 1716, after the Ottomans were expelled from the city, Vršac became part of the Banat of Tamish with its seat in Timisoara. In 1716, the commander-in-chief of the imperial province of Banat, Florimond de Mercy, settled Germans to introduce more advanced wine growing in Banat. One of the oldest authors of monographs in Banat, the Italian Francesco Grisellini, states in his work in 1780 that even then the people were taught in the Vršac and Lugos countries how to work with vineyards and wine. This is also confirmed by the official archive from 1722. In 1723, next to Srpski Vršac, the German Vršac was built for the Germans who had settled there. Then Timisoara's land government ordered that new colonists be given hilly areas for planting vineyards. Colonists, Germans for the area around Vršac and Gudurica, came mostly from Benkastel in the Mosel Valley, where world-renowned wines still thrive today. The Roman Catholic Church vineyards date back to that time, planted under the Calvary Road on the hill under the tower. In 1727, the government banned the import of foreign wines to Banat to improve domestic wine growth. With the intensive development and the increase of the area under vines in the 19th and... With the intensive development and increase of the area under vines in the 18th and the 19th centuries, wine growing became the most important branch of the economy in Vršac. In 1882, 60% of the population was engaged exclusively in wine growing. Vršac wine was presented at exhibitions all over Europe and was always noticed and awarded. Wine growing in Vršac survived the appearance of phylloxera, vine disease, in 1880, when 17,000 acres of vineyards were destroyed, the First World War and the financial crisis that followed, the Second World War, and saw the reconstruction and investments that began in 1948. All abandoned and nationalized vineyards were placed under a single administration that even today exists under the name Joint Stock Company Vršački Vinogradi, Vršac Vineyards. In recent years, wine growers and wineries have been privately owned. For 60 years, the grape ball has been held in Vršac to celebrate the grape harvest. The St. Theodore Wine Order of Knights was also founded, whose members are winemakers from Vršac. The wine route passes through Vršac and leads through the villages of the Vršac municipality.